Okay, this is getting interesting.
I haven't even done shit yet. We're still trying to figure this shit
I
out.
know, I'm saying it's like
Jimmy Rings is like anxious to find out what's going on. It's like tapping his foot during the conversation.
On that conspiracy board.
Yeah.
I had to go to the back office, get more string.
Warning, the following contains depictions of adult themes, drug use, and wanton violence, sometimes flat-out war crimes. Listener discretion is advised. This is Starforged, Stones of Fortune. Starring Carlos as Solrock the Seer, Ramses as Merrick the Unseen, Jose as Jimmy Rings, and Luke as Spike. And I am your guide, your host, your editor, and all those other things, Redstone, also known as Adam in these recordings.
All right, I think this is the best we can do. But, I hear you, so.
Cool. Do you guys remember where we left off? I mean, I sent the recap, and it's like 6 minutes.
I think it'll be fine. My little table's much different.
I got some extra trays in the bottom and shit. I mean, I think we got a little table to go on some of the sides. Get our dice box.
Just shake that bastard.
So you got like two D6s? I had like to do two sets to get these. Or two D10s, I mean.
I bought a six set.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so he made his own set, I made my own set. Yeah. I think there's like a spare set.
Good shit.
Because they had a...
Adam, we on?
I'm on.
Can you run it back for me at least, Adam? Could you play the YouTube video?
Yeah, I mean it's there. There's the. Sure, I'll just play it. Boop boop boop. Where's the?
Boom. I did not do my homework yet. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's. I mean, this is a little long. But yeah, I'll just get it going.
Previously on Stoners of Fortune, they have a courier that is here to deliver a message to the Golden Goon.
So is she offering to give us crystals to replace our need to smoke space weed? Is that what I'm hearing?
She's trying to convince you to get off the space weed and then get on the crystals.
Alright, I will put it at the nape of my neck, like right where it connects to my skull.
Because you guys have left Unity Station. Nobody knows that, like, you're re-putting him back in the ship. I need you to take that AI and get it off of here. I need to tell you secrets that I don't want an Ascendancy AI to know about. And you fucking brought one with you here. The thing he's a copy of, the thing that you just brought in here, has taken over two entire governments. Over half of humanity is now under the control of that. It may be an old copy, but it's still a copy of Legion, and we're trying to kill that.
Yeah, but before he was evil.
She gets into the middle of the room, sits on one of the cushions, gets into like the lotus position, and starts concentrating. The tattoos seem to glow, and above her head is a window, like the windows that open into hyperspace. But this, instead of saying into like the weird colors of hyperspace, you are looking into another place, and you see some creatures out in space very much like the things that attack Morphous, weird space-like snakes or worms. And she's like, these creatures will target high technology. Specifically, we believe we can direct them towards the Ascendancy AI known as Legion, but it will attack any Ascendancy artificial intelligence. We believe that if we can bring these in through the gate, they'll go wild, and they will destroy, and then afterwards we'll be able to direct them back through the gate.
Yeah, I remember that. Those snakes killed everyone.
It's too late. It's too late for you to stop us. You guys have all been tainted by that Ascendancy AI. You guys are probably taken over by it. You're all
that might be for Jimmy Rings, but don't say that about the rest of us.
A look comes over the teacher's face, and all of you start really feeling gravity. You guys just kind of get, like, sucked into the pillows. You're breathing, but that's labored, and you are being held there.
I try to calm myself and try to see if I can connect with my stone, and it could help me.
You start trying to connect with that stone. You are now connected to a lot more than just that stone. You are seeing through the eyes of all of the people who are now standing in front of the iron gates. The teacher is in the center, and you can see somehow through all of their eyes at once as the gates start glowing, like the inside of them, a shimmering begins bursting out of them. You see over a dozen of those beings that shoot out of the gates and just away from the planet. As the things fly out of the one right in front of them, they're knocked back. That basically breaks their concentration. And then as one of them is coming out and the gate shuts, it closes off in the middle, and the creature's front half comes down and crushes. It looks like it must almost instantly kill all of the people that were part of this group. Bits fly. Literally, the roof of the building you're in gets torn away. So you guys are freed. You're actually able to see the creatures that you've seen before shoot out of the gates and out into space.
I had to warn them.
Yeah, can we see if there's any survivors?
Yeah, so you guys, right out in the skiff, you can see that the body part that fell kind of hit, kind of collapsed all over, but you see as you're getting close to it that there are bloody trail leading away from it. At least one person ripped their way through this, and then that trail disappears, and as you're looking, you actually see a ship about the size of, it's like another Nimbus, and just like, book it out of the sector.
Follow that ship, see if we can track it.
You are sure that they were here? You actually find little bits from their ship. So BB was able to get a good scan. There's certain metal composition and how it was put together. It has some sort of Kuiper crystal coating. It looks like it was in a firefight. There are multiple ships that are disabled, that are floating, that are just fucking dead. And BB is able to get a scan. BB knows which way it's going. It still seems to be heading for Morphous. And you've got some disabled pirate ships here.
Salvage. Do we want to try to...
Yeah, let's salvage.
You actually find the battle logs of the ship. They were also equipped with missiles. There are three ships here that were taken out. All three of them had missile arrays. They emptied them at this ship, and it did not hurt it. So you guys are able to walk over to the ship and check it out. There's no one there. It is a ship like the Nimbus used to be. It's not bigger on the inside. It has a very improved engine. And you find inside, there's a giant fucking crystal in here. Bigger than a human being in the engine core, which looks like it's basically a giant battery. This is why this ship was so much faster than you. Oh man, that's a miss with a match. Basically, their trail at this ship goes cold immediately. This is something like, you're totally able to steal all the parts. You don't know how to reassemble this in your ship. You would need some help.
I guess that is an option. Could go to the bodega.
It doesn't look like he's
and now
have
you
it,
return.
Like, mounted.
The stoner.
The cedar side of the
yeah. And like that was a 1S
too. Oh yeah, for sure.
I want to open it up and be like, what's up with all this space?
But then,
it's like a little help. In a ferry, just like
it's like,
crazy.
Really
it's
Like when I'm playing Bandit Lord, it's actually a bunch of medieval guys and they're fighting.
They're like, yo, this is illegal.
Alright, Adam.
So, holes opening up all over space. Where are we?
So, yeah, so here's where you guys are now. I have a little intro for that, because that was just the recap. This is where we're starting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Are we still with the person with, or did we already pass that? The guy who wanted to marry the squid thing?
We passed that. So we had done that.
Okay.
And we went with him.
Oh, I was wondering. I was wondering this.
And we
have getting
gold of failure, so then he took us to a tragic future where these snake things had killed everyone.
Was this where I was sitting?
Yeah, might have been, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we came back from that tragedy.
We, like, stopped a bunch of shit, and then now we ended up on this planet, and the rebels are releasing these giant snake things that we saw kill everybody in the future. And that just happened.
Ran into the dude, I was legit, like, thinking, like, he must have fucked this squid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they're going, to a time where they can do that.
Damn.
Just gotta make it legal first.
God damn.
All right, let's do it, Adam.
All right, here is now the intro for the session.
"60 hours ago, every black gate opened. Just beyond the Outlands, in an unnamed and uncharted system, objects emerged from both sides of a gate. Out of one side, the small, fast transport ship, Luminous Sorrow, peeked through. That's actually the formerly fast transport ship. Had it been in motion when the gate first opened, it would have slipped through whole. Instead, the back of the ship stayed in its own reality when the gate flicked closed. Out of the other side of the gate, debris from a space station burst out from being suddenly exposed to hard vacuum. And a single sealed suit, life support systems running, was flung out into the black by the burst of air. Aboard the Luminous Sorrow, chaos ensues as what were once internal bulkheads slam down, preventing all of the air from escaping. But enough air manages to escape to make life support struggle and push that front half of the ship into a leisurely spiral which will terminate in the rocky moon this gate orbits. Snuffle, who the crew of the Nimbus met in an alternate future, is aboard the damaged Luminous Sorrow. You remember the anthropomorphic bunny person, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you say, Snuffle's safe! He made it into old age that future. Ah, but remember that the gate stayed open for that future. Snuffle seemed a very capable gearhead and tech. Hopefully he didn't learn it all after coming over to this reality. I'm sure the Nimbus can get to them in time. You know, as long as they get some sort of message. And as long as nothing bad happens to the Nimbus to slow them down. Now, in the present, we see the Golden Goons are breaking orbit from the planet Morphus after losing the trail of whoever survived the incident in the Wasted Margin. Their E-Dry activates, and just as they slip into hyperspace, there is a deafening crash, and anything not nailed down flies forward.
We could change our alarm system. It's funny, like, a bunch of cats meowing, like,
just like, find a nice calm.
It's, you guys don't like that, so... The alarm shuts off and BB's like, do you guys not like that alarm? I could do a different one.
Yeah, something with cats.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, exactly.
Meow. A couple things have just happened. Looks like we have a minor hole breach in the back of the cargo bay, and also intruder alert. Though I don't think they're much of a threat at the moment.
Intruder alert and something at the hull bay?
The breach.
So, there's a hull breach. It seems we impacted something. Currently the navigation controls are locked. This is something Spike can see. It's that basically the ship initially registered an impact, and like if you ran into something, and its safety feature is that it actually like turns off main thrusters because it's trying to like prevent damage. And so it'll take you a second to reboot the system just to get it turned back on. But I mean, it is for the moment, you do not have control of the ship. But you have entered hyperspace. So that's great. You would know that, if you have a hull breach, it means you're leaking air, and that air escaping pushes your ship. Which means you are being pushed in some random direction in hyperspace that you're not controlling currently.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
I was going to say, me and Carlos respond to the hull breach, and Jose and Ram respond to the intruder.
I was going to say, tell BB to seal off the part of the whatever room that's losing pressure.
Something like heavy metal music.
Yeah.
Like, above music.
Yeah, I want some red strobe lights going.
the issue is the intruder, it's in the cargo bay is where the intruder is.
Okay.
And they look really, you know this person. It's you call her Diva. Her proper designation is Sherry Ta. She looks like she's been crushed.
Yo!
Whoa!
What the fuck happened?
Lightsaber master die?
I'm assuming you guys are rushing to the cargo bay, though?
Yeah.
Moving over there. Merrick and Jimmy Rings.
What was that? I heard something about Jimmy Rings, but not what?
Merrick and Jimmy Rings are hauling ass.
Responders.
Yeah. Towards the cargo bay.
Cool. So you guys enter the cargo bay. As soon as the cargo bay door opens for you guys to enter it, there's a bit of a rush of air. It's not bad, but it's just like it's lower pressure in there. So it's like as the doors open, there's like a little bit of shh in, but it's not like it's throwing you around or anything. It's just like, oh, you guys are losing some air. You see it. So you guys have, because it's a big cargo bay, because it's bigger on the inside than it looks like from the outside, you guys have 6 mechs in this cargo bay. I guess that's the vehicle bay, but that's attached. You see the giant crystal that you guys brought onto the ship. It has slammed to the back of the cargo bay, and it impacted the back wall and ripped a small hole. There's a puncture in the wall. So air is escaping. This is not a hard fix to mend. You guys just need to get a plate. There's literally shit here. Like, there's emergency stuff set up on ships where if you get a micro fracture or something. So there's, you guys just grab the plate. You can grab the plate and put it on the wall and it'll be fine. But also what you see is next to the crystal is a Diva, and her legs are basically, it's like ground beef. It's not good. Like it's something massive basically fell on her legs, and they are, it's not good. Since Merrick's a healer, I'm just going to give you you just know for a fact, you're like, those legs are not savable. That is a, you need to like amputate that like as soon as possible just to save her life.
Jimmy Ring pulls out his iron sword, his black iron sword.
I guess.
And I get I pull a wooden bit out of my pocket and I put it in her mouth. And I tell her, bite down on this.
So as we're doing this, we just like carry Diva to like the medical bay or something.
Wait, hold on. Is there no inside the cargo bay near her?
Nah, yes, I think the rock, the big ass crystal just crushed your leg.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Jimmy Rings grabs one of those emergency ceiling plates and a small welder from his pack and welds the hole shut.
Okay. I thought there was an ad
over there. Do I have to roll for that, Adams?
No, this okay. is a minor thing. This is a, like that, it's not, it. I mean, the crystal impacted hard enough. You're realizing that, actually, I won't give you that. If you guys want to figure out what happened, you can roll to learn more. This is not a major injury to the ship. You're able to repair it just fine. This is something normally this kind of thing wouldn't happen. It would normally, if you get an impact, it's from the outside in, like you hit a small meteor or just a rock in space or even junk in space can rip a hole in your ship. But this is definitely the crystal hit the wall itself and is what made this. It's actually probably easier to fix because the plate can just go flat, like all the way flat, instead of having to, like, you have to hammer it down and, like, take care of the middle parts that would be spiking out towards you were a meteor impact. So this is actually, this is a gimme for that. Diva is looking really bad off. If you guys want to take
control of that, I transport her to our medical. We have a medical bay, right? I believe we did get one.
Think so. Let's see. Boop, boop, boop.
Double check, Adam. If not, Jimmy Rings can amputate here and burn the hole shut.
Actually, I don't think you did get the medical bay yet. It's like one of the few things you haven't. You've got. I mean, there's a stack of stuff. Yeah, medical bay is not in there. But you're still a healer, though. Yeah. So
I can't really do big miracles on her then.
All right, can I try something and then have Ram try to at least make her not feel bad?
Make it not fatal.
He can.
To amputate or surgery? Or am I more like
pretty sure I can make a clean cut?
I'm Merrick. You are sure you would do a better job with some? You've got surgical equipment than what he would be doing with a sword.
Jimmy Rings is in the background, like with the torch he just used to seal the hole, burning his sword.
Yeah, you are sure you could do a much better job of making sure she doesn't just die of like massive trauma.
I mean, I took it off. I have to attempt to save her life.
Me and Carlos like block Jose's way, so Randy's like actually go
work. Do I have the roll?
Yeah, so this roll is you are providing care. It's plus wits, which your wits is two.
Oh shit, we can watch that today. What's my momentum looking like?
Your momentum is plus six.
Well, I hope that'll come in handy if I need it.
So what did you roll?
I'm rolling.
We haven't rolled yet.
Ooh. All right, so the six dice is a two, and the challenge are a six and a two.
Oh, plus so that's a weak hit. It's just going to cost some supplies. Like you guys need to
We need all the towels, all the hot water.
Well, you end up having to do some makeshift tourniquets and whatnot. It just costs you one supply. You are able to get her stabilized. You basically have to at the thighs basically thick circulate. You just have to cut off the circulation. You're able to, you do a nice job of making the leg stumps and not just horribly burned, mangled shit. Like you pull some actual shit out. It takes you a while though. Like you're working at that. So
walk again.
Oh, well, there's absolutely prosthetics in this world.
Yeah, so if anything, I saved her life.
Yes, no, you absolutely saved her life. She was going to die otherwise of massive trauma. But back at the bridge, so you guys are so Spike, you're still at the helm. You hit that restart. You get the engines back under your own control. And while that's happening, though, there's a little bit of time where everything turns off. And so BB's like, I'm unable to track our current location, and I'm back. But I am unsure what just happened in the last, 3 seconds. And what you're able to... basically, what's happening is for a little while, you were in uncontrolled travel through hyperspace, and hyperspace is not something that has a lot of landmarks. So your path is very important out here. But you guys are able to... I think you need to act under pressure. This is going to be using your Ace ability, though, because you are definitely... I'm trying to find that. Where is the ace? You guys have so many fucking assets. It is insane. I have you each in a pile. Finding it's still a pain. Which pile is Spike? Oh, here you are. Ace. You are facing danger, and you are definitely navigating through a hazard. So you are taking plus one, and if you get a hit, you'll get a plus one momentum.
All right.
And so this is absolutely using your wits here, which is plus three.
It's a one versus a three and a ten.
Ooh, okay. So this is a hit. It's a weak hit. So you're getting that momentum, which is bringing you up to plus eight momentum, by the way. So you are able to get yourself back. I mean, here's the thing. You're a pilot. You understand that there's a bit of air shooting out of the back of the ship. It's shooting you in kind of a straight line. Because you have some tracking data initially, you've got some tracking data after, and you're like, okay, it's probably a straight line here. And so you're able to course correct for this. It is a little bit unnerving. It stresses you out for a little bit, and you're going to take a minus one to your spirit, putting you at plus four. But that's it. It's just a bit of stress from having to calculate this really quick, because if you're wrong, this would be really fucking bad. especially since you're navigating to the bodega. So you're leaving. You're not just like, oh, we should be really close to normal space. You guys go out away, perpendicular to reality to get to Mr. E's. Which is why, because of the way, you're not really sure, but basically every time you put in your coordinates, you're able to always get there in one jump. You guys, this is also a bit rougher of navigation this time too, just because remember, hyperspace has been having all that crazy storm stuff, and this just seems really tough. But you break through that initially, and you make it to Mr. E's. While that's happening, it just takes all of your focus to be flying the ship. Black Box actually chimes in to Solrock and is like, hey, since everybody else is busy, I just want to let you know I've got some rough footage from the incident in the cargo bay, and it is confusing to me. I am not sure what to make of the data. Maybe it's just because I have limited experience, and I think it would be good if you could take a look at it.
Yeah, what is it?
This is the video, basically the footage from inside the cargo bay when we just had our accident.
Yeah, play that.
Yeah, so it starts off, and he puts it like split screen so that you can have context of outside the ship and the cargo bay, and you've got a shot of the cargo bay. There's that big crystal. It's just on the ground. There's a lot of parts from the engine you guys took with you. There's a lot of other loose stuff in the ship. But what you see is that you see a hole open up into hyperspace. And as the ship starts crossing into it, at some point, the crystal gets it hits a barrier and flies to the back of the ship. And it hits the wall, and for a second, it basically stops the ship from moving, and everything flies forward because it's got all that momentum. But then, screen's going off. It hits the wall, and then everything flies forward, and you see D.Va's body fly out of the crystal and onto the floor of the cargo bay where it was found. And then the crystal falls away from the wall. And the ship continues flying into hyperspace.
Trippy. Yeah, trippy as fuck.
What was she doing inside of our crystal? That's my question.
Yo, what the fuck is going on?
Is the crystal some kind of portal? It's fucked because BB's like, yo, what the fuck? Look at this.
These are interesting ideas. Yeah. We could investigate this. We could try to.
That I put in the back of my neck?
I think this one's bigger.
Or just like the same thing? Yeah.
This crystal, it is the same material. Yes.
Can I break a piece off
and put it on me? I'm breaking pieces off of this crystal that just almost scuttled our ship.
Maybe not in this ship, but yeah. When we land wherever we go. I definitely want a piece so I could put it on me and get more power of crystals.
Yeah, ever since you tried that crystal, you've been different.
Yeah. This is an intervention.
It's an enlightenment experience.
Like your teeth, they don't look good, man.
It's a natural reaction.
So I want to also point out something. Merrick, can you roll a gather information?
Gathering information.
For resources around deep space. All right.
Oh, fuck. My bad. All right,
here's something else. All
right, I got 3 against the 7 and a 5.
Yeah, man.
3 against the plus...
7 and a 5.
Oh, shit. So it matches the... It matches the 5, which is not a good one, and it loses to the 7. So, damn.
Mixed with a match?
So that is
a match.
It's not a match. You could burn momentum on this, but I don't think it's worth it. You're not... I'm just... Basically, what's happening is you're patching her up, and you don't get an insight that I was going to, slip you. But if Solrock wants to roll a gather information from watching this video, he can try to make, you might catch some things in here to figure this out.
You could also use his empathy.
He's rolling.
It's plus two to for your wits.
Oh. A one versus a three and a four. No good.
That is another miss. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean.
No, yeah. We're not meant to get this, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I mean, you're stumped. BB stumped too, so don't feel bad. yeah, you guys, it's cool. So, I mean, the nice thing is this is not a long trip, and you guys, you're actually surprised at how quickly you make it to Mr. E's. This is like once you course corrected for the stuff, it's like an, actually, I'm going to say, Merrick, you're still in the back, like, finishing up cleaning her legs when they land at Mr. E's.
Thanks, that was good.
So, yeah, and it's...
Poor legs.
What was that, Jose?
Yeah, poor legs.
Oh, poor yeah. Legs. No,
I did not like it, dude. We got to get us the professionals.
I like pat her on the shoulder and I say it could have been worse.
She is unconscious.
Could have been.
Yeah, she's. I mean, she had a lot of blood loss. I do want to point out though that Merrick is as professional as they come. Like he's literally they lost a lot of medical knowledge, but it's passed down with these. But like Merrick knows he's a doctor. He is a doctor.
He's got imposter syndrome.
We all know that. We all believe in him. Yeah, it's just him being hard on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude. I mean, he did figure out all those drugs.
Yeah. I don't have enough crystals. That's what it is.
That's a 10, but that doesn't count.
But you guys make it to Mr. E's. She's Diva's still unconscious. You expect her; she'll probably wake up in a few hours. But you had to give her a little bit of pain killers anyway, just because you can't just chop into people like that. and you have it on hand. I mean, like you guys literally are sitting on an insane amount of drugs, and so like you can synthesize stuff pretty quick and make something out of all that space weed you have. That's to like make sure she's fine. Ooh, yeah, no, you missed that too. So yeah, you guys land, and Mr. E actually is he comes out and greets you guys at the landing spot. He leaves like the bodega part, and it actually has a mobile. He's got a gurney actually waiting for you.
Not even know we had an injured.
Yo, Adam, I'm joining on Discord. I gotta take a dump, but I'm gonna be listening.
Make sure to mute yourself, dude.
wow, so much information there. I wonder if that's making it into another outtakes bit. all right. So Mr. E is outside the ship with a gurney. It's one of those, you know, super sci-fi ones. It levitates.
I'm just curious how he knew we had Mr. E, dude. Yeah, at this point, I guess I should.
Mr. E is... if you guys ask him that, he's like, you guys remember I travel around time, right? Like this, I.
Oh, I get it. We've been here before.
Well, no, it's just, well, it's very complicated. He tries to tell you something and you get a buzzing sensation in your head that you just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's magic. I got it.
What I'm mostly concerned, until you told me he brought out a gurney, is that he came and met us at the landing pad. We usually go to him, don't we?
Yes.
He's in the bar.
And he wants to tell me something, but he can't say it. I'm concerned. Something's happening.
Yeah.
My fix-up is flaring. I'm kind of cautious, but I don't act on anything.
We're like trying to chill right now, like, bro, it's just the crystal. You're good.
Another crystal.
So he as soon as, you know, he brings the gurney up, he's like, I'm assuming you guys, I could sense that there was, basically, like, I know you've got an injured person, we have to take care of him, gets up there, and actually is able to escort you to a medical bay. So he takes you to a part of the bodega you've never seen before. You've seen, there's some doors you've never gone through. And one of them back in that main room, you go through and it's just a pristine medical suite. And it's got everything there. But he looks at Merrick because I am not a doctor. I do have facilities, but I know nothing about. And then he says some stuff, and again, you get some weird static.
Okay.
Okay. I look at Luke and Ram, and I'm like, are y'all like hearing this kind of weird fucking? Like asking them about the static, if like I'm the only one.
The disturbance.
Yeah.
All of you hear when the static happens, you all hear that. You all get out. You can't. It's like it doesn't make sense in your head. It's fuzzy, and afterwards you get a sense of frustration from him. Like not like I'm mad at you. It's just like why can't I? He seems to know, like, he reacts to the fact that he sends you static, and looks frustrated about it.
Okay. Basically, what I'm understanding is he has a medical facility, just has no medical expert.
He's not a doctor. Yeah. He's not he looks at you, and he shows, basically, like, you were... You know, you're doing field medicine, like, because you've got some tools on the ship and you're able to do some stuff. But here is, like, literally going into the finest hospital that would exist. You're just like, oh, shit. Like, there's everything here. There's stuff here that you can only guess at what it does. You think there's a machine here you think might be able to regrow legs. You're not sure. Some of this looks, this does, doesn't seem like it should exist, but it absolutely
legs, but they're like alligator legs or something. Stronger legs. Something utterly ridiculous.
Not like the actual alligators.
this is more like, because he's a medical doctor, he's like, that looks like it could 3D print flesh and bone. Oh, like, man, that's what it looks like. It's a 3D printer for organs.
I feel like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
I just want to go to work.
But yeah, I mean, but she's, you know that D.Va is stable. You could start work on this now, but she's not... I mean, so you're able to, like, quickly get her connected to, like an IV. You probably put some more, like, O-negative blood in her. Basically, you do the basic stuff you would do, but she's stable. Like, you don't have to start growing her legs. You could if you wanted, but it would also, it's going to take time no matter what, or at least it looks like it. I mean, some of this, like, again, you think you know how that works. It might take you a few tries, just to figure out. I mean, you know.
All right. Well, I'll let her build up some vitality and all that, and in the meantime, I'll try to familiarize myself with all the equipment.
Cool.
All right. In my spare time, I'll do that.
Okay. Cool.
And you're trying to figure out what to do as a team.
So, but Aram is, he looks at you like once Merrick is working on D.Va, he turns to the rest of you and like, I don't know, he kind of like ushers you guys out of the medical bay because otherwise you're all four of you would be in the way. Just let Merrick work. And he looks at you and he's like, what? I only knew there was going to be a problem. I didn't know what happened.
We say we're not sure.
Well, this big crystal thing, it hit our ship. She came out of it. Now we're here.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Wait, you have a giant Kuiper crystal?
Should we show him the video? Yeah, let's show him the video.
I'm with it.
It's better than explaining.
Okay. So he watches the video, and then he asks BB to zoom in on D.Va, like where she comes out of the crystal, and has him rewind a bit and just, you know, enhance. And BB is able to like kind of fix the video a bit, and he points out that at one point, as D.Va's body is like being flung out of the crystal, you see there's like a pair of arms that are like holding her body that like appear as the body leaves the crystal, and then it's like the body is ripped out of those arms, and the arms fall back into the crystal. And they look like human arms. They're not made out of the crystal. It's like the body, like as she emerged,
like somebody was
ripped out of those arms.
Yeah. Interesting.
So we straight up snatched her from somewhere, and somebody tried to keep her. But ultimately, we're like, I'm not losing my arms for this shit.
That makes sense. We can see that.
Yeah, I'm even more confused. I'm like, what the
fuck? Yeah. See, I was thinking earlier if the crystal was on some dimensional portal shit.
You did say that. It's a port key.
It's a port key?
Well, I...
But Harry Potter.
Oh.
I'm going to let you know. That isn't it. But the crystals are like the crystals and black iron are what make up the black gates. So
crystals
just so you know,
they've got weird properties.
Yeah, they are fucking. I mean, they're the same. Like, also, Merrick has one in the back of his neck.
But mine works for me. I don't work for it.
That's what you think.
I can quit anytime I want.
But I want another one. I want a piece of the one that we got.
But Aram points at, he taps on the screen, and he's like, I don't think it's that it's a portal. I think there's someone still inside that crystal.
Oh,
I think that's...
My bad.
And,
Hey, hold on.
What do you guys want to do?
There's somebody in the fucking crystal?
Yeah, so somebody else.
So D.Va was in the crystal?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a portal. It was like a container.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's what Mr. E sees. I think there's someone still in it. Yeah.
All right.
A whole other person in your shit.
Well,
is there a way we can like?
Do you have any ideas?
Can we magic school bus this and go inside the crystal?
Oh shit!
I like that with the
green. No way!
I mean, you guys have that was one of the things D.Va was trying to like get you to learn was eventually how to like manipulate the crystals, join with the crystals. Merrick has one in the back of his neck. Like I said, like you guys have joined with one of you has joined with them before, but I'm gonna have So we're going to switch back to Merrick. So after you guys are watching the video and he points this out, the camera points back to Merrick as D.Va wakes up and like shakes awake and is like freaking out a bit. Like, oh God, oh God, my legs, my legs. And she's like, she gets
chill,
up.
Chill.
Jose's right next to her, like, it could have been worse.
Yeah. This could have been the one second sign.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you know, the comfort D.Va.
Tell her we're currently growing her new ones.
Are we growing her new ones?
We gaslight her. You never had legs. You were always like this.
That was a figment of your imagination.
I'm doing all of that. Because I'm OG gangsta doctor.
So we're growing her new legs? Is that what's happening?
If you want, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, we're doing some of the technology has this, but we don't know. So
okay.
I still think we should grow them backwards just to fuck with her.
I'm giving her.
Can we grow them like chicken legs?
Chicken
legs. Yeah. Yeah.
Alligator legs.
Yes.
Yeah. Just actual alligators.
With mouths.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Can't do that.
All right. So Ram's figuring it out. She woke up tripping. Ram comforts her.
Yeah, she looks super confused. She's like, "What happened? You were, yeah. You guys were on the planet. What happened?"
Why'd you come out that crystal?
Yeah.
Wait,
what? There's this crystal.
The last thing I remember. Is I was standing there next to teacher as we looked up and we opened the gates, and then all of a sudden, that's it. That's the last thing I remember. Something happened to the gates, but I don't. Ah, and she grabs her head, and it's there was something wrong. Oh, what happened? Oh, what happened? And she's just holding her head.
Okay.
Well, you guys started the apocalypse, and now we're here.
Wait, didn't we start the apocalypse?
No, they released the snake.
No, we released the beings that are going to cleanse us of Legion.
Cleanse is one word.
Well, we've seen what happened, man. That's not what happened.
What? I mean, you can have visions of the future, but they're not. You have to.
No. We've been to the future. We've ridden the jellyfish whales.
Ram's like, we went back to the future.
Well, what did you...
It's just the second trip, actually.
Is it?
So wait, what...
The first mission, we lost our ship, but technically stole our past ship. Oh, wait,
that was in the past. Yeah, that's how we got BB.
Never mind, don't listen to me, Adam. I'm dummy.
Let me pick. let's see.
Merrick loses sneak points because of the sound of his ass cheeks clapping.
Must have been the wind.
Let's just assume eventually you guys fill her in on the events as you saw it,
right.
With the gate shut and closed, and then a giant piece of the snake thing falling on top of them. Which, to be honest, now that you're thinking about it, that's what, it's not the crystal that crushed her legs, it was that.
So
she was crushed...
He was crushed by a giant snake.
That wasn't the last episode. Like, they were coming out. We closed the portal. The portal closed on the thing, and, like, half of his body just... Like,
okay.
Yeah. So if the giant snake crushed her leg, are we just enabling her if we give her new legs? Just to herself.
I mean, you are literally... enabling her by making her new lay. Like, that's, I don't know of a better word than enable instead of disable someone. She ain't got no legs, Lieutenant. Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Why you dying, Mama?
But, but she's confused about why did the gates close, though?
Did we close the gates?
Did we do that? I don't remember now.
Yeah, we closed the gates,
No. So, all that happened was, Merrick was looking through the crystal, and he just saw them close. Like, he didn't see a reason why.
Okay.
But if you guys want to, if someone wants to do a gather information, they might be able to piece it together.
Give me dice.
I will gather info.
I love you.
I am the detective of the group. 6 versus a 2 and a 5.
Boom, strong hit.
Don't even need
I think
like imagining everything happening around him.
Yes. I'm like, yo, my uncle used the bathroom. I was like, wait, bathroom. Room. The room that we were in.
Oh, fuck.
So Spike is able to reason out that what likely happened was that one of the people that was opening the gate, one or more, possibly, were actually one of the replacements from Legion, because if any of them were connected to that, Legion would have automatically, like, stopped it. Because it's literally, they're bringing in creatures that want to hunt it down, so they would instinctively stop that from happening, even if they were trying to open it up. They just wouldn't be able to. It would be like an automatic reflex. So it just seems obvious that her group had been infiltrated by Legion.
This is me explaining it.
Exactly as I suspected.
Have you seen that picture, Adam, of Charlie Kelly from It's Always Sunny with like
the big yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's me right now.
Cool. I kept my camera.
One of the members were infiltrated by the Legion. Were they making like clones?
Yeah, I think they were replacing, like, when people died, they were resurrecting them and like tying them into the Legion, like AI.
Oh, shit.
That's like been their whole thing.
Oh. The Legion got it. Okay. So what should be our next move?
Sorry.
Epic.
Bro, don't ever do that.
There you go.
Sound like it's going to intro into a song.
Well, she's like, there's no way of our people were part of Legion. It took us forever. We were so cautious on who we allowed in. There's no way that Legion was one of our people. Like, So you said in you got to see a future, right? And you saw, so you're telling me these 15 snake creatures, you said it's the apocalypse? It's just 15 of them?
Oh, there's a lot more than 15.
But only 15 got through this. Oh, she doesn't know it's only 15. Sorry. Maybe that's Aram. It's like, wait, you're so 15. So he's hearing all of this. Like, he's getting filled in on the snake creatures being released. And he's like, 15 shouldn't be enough to destroy everything. Like, that's not. It sounds like the future you guys went to, those gates stayed open. So I don't know. That it sounds like in the future you went to, none of the people in her group were Legion. So one of the things that's different is because you are in this timeline, Legion infiltrated the group. Like, I don't know how you affected that, but somehow the people connected there, one of them had to be Legion. So, but yeah, he looks Steven the face. Like, it had to, one of the people that were connected in that ritual was Legion. That's just that's the only way it makes sense. I'm sorry. And she's just like, I can't believe that's true. No, I knew every last one of them. They were individually, she starts crying and she's like, you don't understand. We go through a process. We were taken aboard that living ship and things were done to us that we wouldn't have been able, to still be affected by Legion. Like it's an impossibility that we could have been turned. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I truly think that's impossible.
It's the only difference in realities or timelines is that we weren't there in one of them.
And yeah. I mean, the impacts we had, so we like routed them when they attacked that conference.
Mm-hmm.
We were there when they released the snakes.
What was I doing?
Is one of us Legion?
That's what I'm thinking.
Y'all.
Well, we've been trying to keep Nas from Legion.
Well, nah, didn't Laz already get Legion?
Well, they're trying to Legion him.
And
they need our help.
Wasn't there a Legion?
They have his body, but not his consciousness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They had a Legion Nas, but they didn't have Nas himself. They just had Essence Nas. Presence now.
So they had a really good copy. Yeah, they have a super good copy, but they don't have the essence of Nas, which is a lot of his memories. But there's also something else, especially because the presence users could tell, possibly, if he was a fake. That seemed to be one of their big concerns. But that was just a concern of theirs. I mean, this is Nas talking. And he's like, he also tells you, like, I mean, you'd have to pry really hard, or I'm not sure how you could tell if someone was. That might have just been them being wrong. But, yeah, I don't know. You might be able to tell with the presence.
The suspect. Why is he trying to convince us that the Legion isn't around?
Well, no, he's saying he's not sure. They thought it was detectable, and maybe it isn't. What if we're wrong, and it is indetectable by the presence? Like, he's like, what if...
Yes.
They think there's like a magic test, and maybe the test doesn't work.
Wait, so we know actually how many worms got through?
You guys know there were 15. Yeah, your BB was able to count them as they came.
For sure, only 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna take down 15 worms.
Well,
15 came through.
They're gonna be charging Legion. Yeah, I mean, if an upper target Legion, 15 won't do as much damage as others did. Do we know how the gate closed? Like, sorry if I forgot.
No, no. It's one of the mysteries.
Okay.
So we can rush through that. That's like where
the
we
reason
got.
Why the reason but, why you guys came up with the theory that somebody that was in the group, somebody who was connected to everybody, had to be Legion and shut the gates. They made it. They broke the connection. Like, they made it close as a defense mechanism. And that is the main thing. Somebody there had to have been connected. Somebody was Legion. That okay. was connected. So.
Okay. The big crystal that we got. So that was, what's her name?
That was the ship that had flown away from the planet.
Yeah, but so it wasn't connected to forget her name.
D.Va.
I mean, it was D.Va's group, but you're...
She ended up in the crystal.
Yeah. You found some very bloody tracks from that, from the site to the ship that would that took off, but she's probably, I mean, now that you're thinking about it, it's likely that it was her blood you found, and someone, she wasn't able, she couldn't have walked. There is no way D.Va by herself got from that site to the fucking ship. There's 100% no way. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like you saw her legs. Yeah, she ain't got no legs. Yeah.
I just like say, like, man, I kind of want to watch Forrest Gump later.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So
somebody carried D.Va.
Okay.
And you saw arms holding D.Va in the crystal, and Mr. E thinks there's somebody in the crystal.
We need to figure out who's in the crystal, because that could be the Legion spy.
Yo, the crystal's on our ship right now.
It is on our ship right now.
Is there...
Watching the ship.
Can we,
You'll say, tell BB lockdown mode?
Damn, for real.
What? All right. BB, there's not just good.
Jesus Christ.
Take five and
wait, would
go.
You ask me?
Okay. So can we go check out the crystal real quick then?
Yeah.
Alright, can we just walk over to the ship deep as fuck? Can we take Mr. E with us? Like, can he just
Mr. E would happily go with you. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, let's check this out. As you guys are heading back, so you've got to go into the bodega and then up the ramp up to the parking garage, basically. As you enter the bodega, it is pitch black, and we're going to take a quick break while I go to the bathroom.
Yo, there's like a 15-second break.
How long?
15.
15 sounds great.
Cool. 10:15. We'll see you.
15.
Okay, this shit is getting interesting.
We haven't even done shit yet. We're still trying to figure this shit out.
I know. I'm saying it's like... Jimmy Rings is like anxious to find out what's going on. He's like tapping his foot.
Yeah,
during the conversation.
On that conspiracy board.
Yeah.
I had to go to the back office to get more strength.
To learn what happens, keep listening. This show is brought to you ad-free by Privilege. No ads, no Patreon, just a cishet white man with disposable income and time. It is performed, edited, and all that good stuff by Redstone Archender. The story is powered by the game Ironsworn Starforged by Sean Tompkin. Outro by Glitter Snitchel, Channeling the Spirits. This has been a Sofa King Cool production.